Thursday afternoons are fast becoming my favorite time of the week. My Psych 101 class that I teach has definitely got some nice talent in it this year. But you, my dear, stand out far above the rest. I don't know if it's your intelligence or the innocent little outfits that you wear, and drive me crazy. All I know is quite often I can't come out from behind my desk, since I'm hiding my erection. I'm hoping that it isn't my imagination playing tricks on me, but I notice your constant eye contact, watching me as I walk around the room. You always seem to be asking me questions, simple things that I know you know. You're a smart girl. Is it just to hear me talk? Is it just to have my attention? Trust me, little lady, you have my attention. When you sit front row and center, just in front of my desk, I find it increasingly difficult to focus on what I'm supposed to be teaching. It seems lately that your outfits are getting a little more daring. A flash of cleavage here, a shorter skirt there, those fantastic tight jeans that hug your every curve. More and more I am teaching from behind this damn desk. The things I fantasize about doing to you. Having your gorgeous legs wrapped around my face. Or you on your knees under my desk. Your sweet little mouth at work on my cock while I'm trying to give this lecture. But I've had enough of the fantasies. I want you. So I decided to have a little fun and see if I can start the ball rolling on something for when the semester ends. I find the perfect idea when the midterm rolls around. I go easy on the rest of the class. But you, my dear, seem to have gotten yourself a D. Oh my. That just won't do at all, will it? Wonder how long it will take before you show up my office to talk it over with me. And not long at all, it seems. I hear a quiet knock on my door one Friday afternoon. It's late. I'm just to pack up and leave for home. I answer the door and see you standing there, a little disheveled. Very, very unlike you. My grade must have upset you a little more than I thought. I invite you in and offer you a seat. You seem nervous. I ask you what's wrong. And here you are, beginning a spiel about the low grade you received, with a mischievous look in your eye, asking if there's anything you can do to change it. Anything. I play the fool and ask whatever could you mean. You stand up and take a step towards me. Your hand undoing the top button of your blouse. Anything, you say. Before kissing me hard in the mouth. I grab your hips in my hands and pull you towards me. Feeling your tight little body against mine has me immediately turned on. Oh, and I'm sure you can feel that. You snake your hand down between our bodies and rub my growing cock through the fabric of my pants. It's already straining at the zip. All of a sudden, I look into your eyes and you get on your knees, just like I had fantasized. I lean back against my desk, and you unbutton the rest of your blouse. Your breasts look damn perfect, covered in the pink lace of your bra. Sliding your hands up my legs, I help you by removing my belt, and undoing the button on my pants. Your nimble fingers quickly slide the zipper down. You're surprised to find that I have no underwear on. You take my cock out. I see you lick your lips in anticipation. Hesitantly, you place gentle kisses up my shaft before wrapping your soft lips around the head. Your mouth is so warm and welcoming. Place my hands in your hair, slowly guiding you, encouraging you to take more of me in. My cock is soon covered in your saliva, and you look glorious bobbing up and down your knees. That's a good girl. Before long, I tap you on the shoulder and tell you that unless you want a mouthful, I suggest you stop. You look up at me, smile and bright eyes. You hold on to my hips, you take my cock back in your mouth. Oh, that drives me wild. Oh, and before long, I unload my cum deep into your throat, grabbing your hair a little tighter as I do. You pull back and show me the contents of your mouth before swallowing it all down. Well, I say that's worth at least a B. Perhaps if we meet up later, we can work on making it an A. I so look forward to you being the top student in my class. And with my help, you will be.